Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's ties to the fifth dimension.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Each Friday of October, we're exploring the spooky side of the state. This Freaky Friday, we step into a world of shadow and suspense. Not the Twilight Zone, but the life of the man who dreamed it up, Rod Serling. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Picture this, if you will. A young man from Binghamton, New York. He marches off to war, enlisting as a paratrooper in World War II. He leaves with psychological scars that time will not erase.
And he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't, you know, he's still a kid, really.
That's Mark Dawidziak, author of Everything I Need to Know, I Learned in the Twilight Zone.
So he comes back to the United States and he heads for Ohio.
Serling follows his older brother to Antioch College, where he plans to study physical education. But like every great Twilight Zone episode, there's a twist.
This is where he discovers writing, and this is where he discovers that he is a writer. And that's what makes Ohio holy ground to us.
But before he would become the iconic creator and narrator of one of television's most enduring series, first he cut his teeth in Cincinnati. While he was a staff writer at radio station WLW, he secretly freelanced scripts for their television rival, WKRC.
You can see here that there's continuity sheets for the announcers.
University of Cincinnati media professor Michael Sanders collects his work from this time.
And then here's Serling's script.
Serling wrote around 40 episodes of a live television anthology called The Storm.
Many of the episodes that appeared on The Storm, one in particular, became the pilot for The Twilight Zone.
In 1954, Serling took what he learned in Cincinnati to New York, the center of television at the time, to create his surreal series.
You've just crossed over into The Twilight Zone.
But even after just 8 years in the state, Sanders says Ohio stayed with him.
Much of what he brought to writing in terms of content and in terms of his basic themes, I think they have their origin in life in the Midwest with, solid people who try to live a good life, and there's a moral to the stories that we tell each other, and I think that comes from having lived here.
In The Twilight Zone, Dawidziak says Serling managed to tackle controversial topics and sneak in lessons of morality behind the guise of science fiction and fantasy.
He basically later said, you know, that an alien can say something that a Democrat and a Republican can't say.
Eventually, Serling found his way back to Ohio for a brief time to teach media at Antioch. His daughter, Anne Serling, says he wanted to give back to the place that helped him navigate his trauma from the war.
Antioch gave him focus. Antioch gave him hope. My father turned to writing to regain his affection for humanity.
He died at the age of 50 in 1975. This week, his alma mater unveiled a historical marker dedicated to his contributions, something Anne says her father never expected.
He didn't think his writing would stand the test of time. He said writing like good wine has to age well, and that his stuff was momentarily adequate. So he would just floored that he's been remembered and remembered so fondly.
He saw the Twilight Zone as a door unlocked by imagination, and Ohio was the place where he first stepped through. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Cincinnati.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.